Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
He passed by the Sea of Galilee. Sometimes, although not very often, we meet people who transform our lives forever. We encounter someone who, because of an appealing personality or his example of holiness in actions and words, changes our direction in an irreversible way, to the point that we could say, my life would be completely different if I hadn't met him. We might even say, my life would be meaningless if I hadn't met him. It is impossible, really impossible, to be Christian without Jesus Christ. There are so many who come here every Sunday to pray, to look for something that no one except God can offer. And yet I dare to say that just a small number of Catholics have ever experienced an encounter with that Jesus who passes by the sea of our lives and makes all things new. It is not just about having faith. We all here have faith. It's about living on faith so that the Lord is the most important thing for us. Today's gospel describes for us the essential core of Christian life. Those fishermen who mended their nets by the lake knew nothing of what was about to happen to them the day when their lives changed forever. It was a day like any other day. They had to wake up, they had to go to work. You know, the sea, the boat, the fish, their nets, their fathers, their normal life, a life like we all have, a tiny life without other horizons than the day-to-day routines, accustomed to the monotony of repeating the same gestures, the same schedule, the same patterns. Maybe your own life sometimes feels this way too. And then Jesus arrives. He passes, says the gospel, and literally turns everything upside down. He shakes up their lives to offer them eternity. Every time God comes in touch with our freedom, he offers us the possibility to make something beautiful of our lives. He opens us up to possibilities that are beyond our own imaginations. Jesus offers us, like he did with these men, new landscapes, new hopes, new horizons to discover. He's even willing to do miracles to transform our lives. Don't you long for that too? Now, there is a price we must pay. There is a high price we must all pay just as the first disciples did. And that price is generosity. I would say radical generosity. God doesn't like half measures. All or nothing. And if you want to be Jesus' disciple, you will have to leave your nets, your expectations, and trust him, putting your life in the palm of his hand. It is not just about giving your time, your efforts, your money. It's about giving yourself. You live just once. If you stay in the boat, stay with your nets, you will lose the best, most important part of your lives. And in light of today's reading, I think we could all ask ourselves, am I following Jesus Christ in my everyday life? In today's first reading, we heard how the city of Nineveh changed their hearts because Jonah preached there. And Jesus said, this is the time of fulfillment. Repent and believe in the gospel. Am I willing to change my life? Saint Paul told us that the time is running out. We have to change today, not tomorrow, not when we are 80 or 90 years old, because Jesus is giving us the grace at this very moment in our lives. Am I being generous with that Jesus passing by my life? Today, we ask God to give us the grace of putting everything at his feet. We must give him everything so that he may give us everything that we desire, knowing that God is never outdone in generosity. And Jesus also says, I will make you fishers of men. How am I living my life? Am I leading other people towards Jesus? Do I try to be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ? Is my life preaching in silence? Do I try to meet Christ every day? May God touch the hearts of many young men so that just as the first apostles, they may leave everything and follow him as priests, as fishers of men. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.